This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Try to suck up to me, Andrew.
Hey, Goldberg! I bet if that dog was a cheeseburger, you'd stop it.
No, I agree. I would not be an acid physically. I have more of a podcast body.
Quack, 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 no! No!
It's the Quack Attack Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Hey, ladies. Nice night for a stroll, wouldn't you say? I'm Mike. That's Tommy.
Hello, everyone.
That's Kevin. Oh, no Kevin today. To be fair, I was kind of late on organizing it, and then he had to bail. We kind of turned it around quickly, but hopefully Kevin will be back for our next episode and subsequent episodes. But who knows? Who knows what Kevin's got going on today? But let's move on, because this is a very special episode. We're not going to wait for Kevin. We're going to reveal the 2022 Quack Attack Podcast Mighty Ducks Trivia Extravaganza bracket today. But first, a few follow-ups to some stuff we talked about in previous episodes. First, Kevin talked about, you know, maybe some Quack Attack bandanas. And Eric on Twitter, at eRock3382, says, As the official unofficial sweaty dude of the Quack Attack Podcast, I'd love some bandana merch. Eric, I'm just going to give it to you. I'm going to say you're the official sweaty dude of the Quack Attack Podcast. So congratulations to Eric. You can put that anywhere you need. And you know, when that bandana merch comes out, you'll be getting one, if and when it comes out. The second thing I want to talk about. So we did our tier rankings. People like them. They argued about them. We had a suggestion from Keela to do tier rankings for the most attractive Mighty Ducks. So could we do some sort of, you know, I was thinking, you know, we have the straight white dude corner. Maybe we get three other people on to help balance it out. We do the tier rankings for the most attractive Mighty Ducks. Obviously, Game Changers is out of the question. That's just creepy. But is it creepy if we go back and do these kids now that we're older? Like I've gone back and forth on this.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I wasn't sure. I feel like, I don't know. Is there a gender split here? Is it easier for females to go back and talk about how dreamy these teenage boys are than like us go back and look at like Connie Moreau?
Yeah, I'm not going to take part of that. And, neither should you.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
I think you need to rethink some of this.
That's why I did. I got really excited about the idea. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, no, this is treading into some interesting territory that I don't know if we want to be a part of. So I appreciate Tommy being the moral conscious of the podcast. And moving on. Because, yeah, when I started to look at it from my side, I was like, oh, this is kind of creepy. And then I was like, could we just have other people on and talk about it? But then we would need to rank them as well. And it gets kind of mucky. So
we could just do personalities. Who would you want to hang out with?
Oh, interesting. I like that.
Because personality is more important anyway.
That's right. I like that. I like that a lot. All right. Let's move on to the trivia contest.
Move on before we get onto some kind of a list.
Yeah. I don't know. The government is probably monitoring this podcast at this point. Let's move on. The trivia contest. So to recap here, so we had our entry quiz was up for a full week. There was 11 questions. I'm taking the people who answered the most out of the 11 questions. Last episode, I talked about tiebreakers and there was some backlash because I said, hey, I'll take the first person to get it in. I'll take it by time. And then I was going to switch it up and people said, hey, I took it early so I could have that tiebreaker. And I said, oh, that's fair. And guess what? We didn't even need the tiebreakers. So 5 out of 11 was the cutoff point to get on to this, I guess, first round. This was sort of like the play-in games, play-in round, I guess.
To get into the bracket.
Yes, to get into the bracket. I guess to get into the postseason. So yeah.
Make the dance.
Exactly. So 5 out of 11. I did award some half points on the quotes, really. So there's two questions about quotes that I gave some half points to. So that differentiated things. But yeah, anybody who scored 5 or more, you got in. There was exactly 16 of you. And quite a bit of entries. So much more. I think the last time we did it, I held it. I kept the entry quiz open longer, and we got more entries this time. So good job for the Quackalites. Without delay, let's move on to the number one seed. And no surprise here. Number one seed goes to Jeremiah B. 8 out of 11. Impressive. He is the defending champion from our last trivia contest. He's number one overall seed in the tournament. Congratulations to Jeremiah. But before we move on, I was going to do this before we reveal it, but we'll go slow. The questions, people want to know the answers. I'll give you those answers right now. So these questions were randomized for every person. So, you know, it's not going to be in the exact order that you had it, but the questions, how many kids do Connie and Guy have? They have 3, but it feels like 7. A lot of twos, some random like 5, 6s. But I would say of the Game Changers questions, this one was the most answered correctly. So moving on, what is Coach O'Ryan's academic requirements to play for on his team? A lot of questions, a lot of like 3.0s. There's some like B pluses are better. Correct answer is B's are better. And then some people actually did the quote, or you're riding the pine pony, which I appreciated. I did not give extra points if you finished the quote, but B's are better is the correct question. Which team does the Don't Bothers play in the state semifinals? Maybe it should have been do the Don't Bothers. Which team do the Don't Bothers? I don't know. There's some grammar police in there somewhere. That's some answer that. That's the Lumberjacks. Lumberjacks actually sort of heavily featured in that state final. There's like a big announcement. They're basically the Iceland. The one guy blows a kiss to his girlfriend and or slash mom. They aren't really sure. So that is the Lumberjacks. The bonus question is, who is number 6 on the Cardinals in my Dice Game Changers? I gave that to the podcast listeners. That is Lee, L-I. And then we move on to finish the quote. Gordon, are you prepared to lose your job over blank? The correct answer, some kids, some game. A decent amount of people got it. Some people got some kids. Some people said some game. Some people said a bunch of kids. I gave some half points here, and yeah, that's how it worked. What type of pie does Bombay bring Alex after the skills challenge? This is a Game Changers question, and the correct answer, pecan. That was sort of a plot point in the episode. I was surprised that not many people remember that. You know, they flew the pecans all the way up from Georgia. It was a major plot point. I was disappointed in the Quackalites for not getting that. I don't
know if major is the right word there.
Okay, fair enough. It was a plot point, though. Like, it was the thing that brought the whole episode together when, you know, Bombay comes in at the end. In the final period, which Don't Bother wore Connie Moreau's District 5 jersey? You really had 2 guesses. So, someone did guess Sophie, but that was really down to Lauren and Maya. And then the correct answer is Lauren. So pretty, I guess it was kind of a 50-50 guess there if you didn't really know. But, you know, Lauren and Connie had their whole like little heartwarming, like she's awesome in episode 6. But it was very much split. I think there were a lot of guessing going on there. What is Eden Hall radio station's call letter? So only a couple people got this correctly. KWAR, K-War. So Josh's radio station, KWAR. What is in the word bubble on the Coach D cardboard cutout at the Ducks Gala? So nobody got this. I didn't expect anybody to
get it. Yeah, I was curious what this was going to be. I don't even remember what I guessed, but I'm sure I put something stupid.
I think you put just win. Let's see what Tommy guessed on this one. Tommy guessed your mom. And a lot of like, I love hockey moms out there. Nobody actually got this. So the correct answer is dominate the ice. I also, there's actually two. One was just in the background. So if you got this, you were really on top of your game, but no one even got the first one. I also would have accepted play, demolish, repeat, play, comma, demolish, comma, repeat, because that is what the second one is. And then I went to look at Tommy's and I messed up where I was because it's all randomized again. Let's see. Let's go back to my quiz. All right. So let's look at this. So, I think this is the right one. Perfect. In D2, Fulton and Portman blow curfew and try to talk to some girls. What is Fulton's pickup line? The full line is, "Hey, ladies, nice night for a stroll, wouldn't you say?" So a lot of half points awarded here. Most people got the stroll. Some people said nice night for a walk. Someone said, "Want to get some ice cream," which was incorrect. But if you had nice night for a stroll or like, "Hey, ladies, nice night," I try to give you half points here. There were some I just couldn't. But a lot of people left off the "wouldn't you say," which I didn't want to penalize the people who got that full thing right. So that is number 10. And the final question, which two Mighty Ducks from the original trilogy were brothers in real life? Most people got this one, I would say. It is Guy and Fulton.
Were there any interesting guesses for that one?
I don't think anybody really got that one wrong that like got any
made
right.
It into the show. Yeah.
Yeah. Like there are some funny ones that are out there, but overall, I would say job well done by the Quackalites. I wasn't expecting a full 11 out of 11 just because I threw a couple hard ones in there just to see how far we can do. I was surprised by the people who got the call letters. I was not expecting many people to get those. A few of you did get it in there. I would not have gotten it if I did not create the quiz. So congratulations to you guys. Congratulations to everyone who took the quiz. We will move on, though, to the rest of the bracket. Number 16, just sliding in there, 5 out of 11, and did it the latest out of anybody who scored 5, is Dan. Dan C., don't have much information on him. His name did not look familiar to me, but congratulations, Dan. You are in the tournament. You are playing Jeremiah B. in the first round. Then we move on to 8-9 matchup. We have Mary Y, 6 out of 11. Great showing for Mary. She's the number 8 seed. And then number 9, Brian B., formerly at BBerg19 on Twitter. He is still BBerg19 in the Discord. He got 5.5 out of 11. Again, he missed the nice night for a stroll, wouldn't you say, question. He did not put "hey, ladies" in front of it. He just said nice night for a stroll, wouldn't you say. So he got 9. He's C9. So you have that pod there. That's your, you know, Elite 8 pod or whatever. I don't know if that's the region. The bottom part of the bracket, you have Michael J. in the number 5 seed. Classic 5 of 12 matchup here. Michael J., 6.5 out of 11. So he got 6. And then Coach O'Ryan's academic requirements, he's put B+ or above. I gave you a half point for that. It's just B. Just B or above. And then number 12, AJG, McCheesehead in the Discord. He gets 5 out of 11. Congratulations to him. He's in that, I would say, coveted. Would you say coveted 12 spot with the upsets? Do you want to be a 12 seed or is there pressure to be a 12 seed?
I would argue that you don't want to be a 5 seed. Not that you want to be a 12. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. So yeah, Michael's really in the hot seat there. Yeah, some upset potential there possibly. Number four seed, Matthew M., also 6.5. He put Nice Night for a Stroll, did not put Hey Ladies, and he did not put Wouldn't You Say. So maybe I should have gave him a quarter point. I just gave him a half point. He's your number four seed. And then he faces our number 13 seed with another 5 out of 11, Shaquita Weaver. Congratulations to her. That rounds out the left half of the bracket. I don't know, the West. Do we have, we need some sort of regional or bracket
we need
side
to,
names.
Make it Mighty Ducks related, the brackets.
Oh, interesting.
We could do the quack bracket, the attack bracket.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Or trying to think other divisions we could do. And we'll come back to that.
Yeah. Right now, for the working title, the quack side of the bracket, there it is. It's Jeremiah and Dan, Mary and Brian, Michael J and AJ, and Matthew M and Shaquita. And let's move on now. Second half of the bracket, the other side of the bracket, our number two seed, the number one seed in the attack side of the bracket, I would say, is Michael F, aka Catsman in Ohio. 7.5 out of 11. He put on the, you know, Fulton pickup line question, Hey Ladies, Nice Night for a Stroll. He did not put Wouldn't You Say. That cost you the full 8th point, which would have tied you with Jeremiah, but Jeremiah got in before you. So really didn't affect the overall number one seed at all. He is a defending Quack Question of the Year champion, so some pressure there. Number 15 seed, John L, 5 out of 11. And then the 7-10 matchups, which is always a fun first round matchup in college basketball. Aaron D got 6 out of 11. AKD underscore 56 on Twitter. He's been active on the Twitters. Got some quiet questions under his belt. So expecting a lot from Aaron D. He might be in my upset pick for the second round here. The number 10 seed, Daphne Williams, 5.5 out of 11. Again, Coach Orion's academic requirements put B plus or higher. A couple people put that. It's just B's or higher, people. Let's not overthink it here. And then we move on to the number six seed. Number six seed, Stevie Yanks, one of the legendary characters of the pod. Stevie Yanks, 6.5 out of 11. I was maybe generous. He probably should have been a 6. In terms of the question of who wore Connie Murrow's jersey, he put the girl with the cape. Would you have given that, Tommy? Would you have
given half a point? Okay. She does have name, you know, very nice name. But I do know that there, if he had not gotten that half point, I guess maybe he would have dropped down to 7 or maybe not, but he would have been tied for 7th. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if it really impacted too much seeding.
Right. Right. But yeah, a girl with
the cape. But now Stevie, you got a chip on your shoulder because we're basically saying you're overseeded.
Yeah. The girl with the cape. I didn't know. And I was like, I know who he's talking about. So I give him the half point for it. His opponent, the number 11 seed, Vishnu, one of the great Twitter responders to us. We got in a long debate about Idina Menzel at one point about how I only knew her from Frozen. And Vishnu was not very happy with me. So Vishnu's in the tournament, out to prove himself and Idina Menzel. Make both of those people proud. And then the final matchup, our number three seed, John H., 7 out of 11, Highway Hodge on Twitter, former Quiet Question of the Year winner. John came through near the end and locked up the number three seed. And then the number 14, Robert H., with another 5 out of 11 correct there. I believe he was not our last 5 out of 11. That was our number 16 seed. So Robert H., there's your bracket. I'll post the bracket in the show notes. If you have any ideas on, you know, predictions, or you have any software or websites that you use that allows you to easily create bracket predictions, I would be down to hear it, because the website I'm using right now forces you to create a login, which, you know, is not fun. I don't want a bunch of logins, and neither do you. So if you guys have any other things, but I'll put the bracket in the show notes, and, you know, you can create a login and predict it. Sure, why not? But there you go. Tommy, just your, what are you looking for here in the early rounds of this competition? What are your thoughts?
It seems like there is definitely, you know, not a ton of like margin for error after the top few seeds. Because if you look at like the seventh seed, seven and eight got six, and then, you know, the 16 seed was 5 out of 11. So basically, you're looking at one question difference between the 16th seed and the eighth seed, or the seventh seed, really. Mm-hmm. And then you could argue the sixth seed, since Stevie Yanks was overseeded. And so I don't think anyone should be too surprised if you have an upset in like the 4-13 or 5-12. But I would be surprised if one of our top two seeds were to go out in the first round. You know, sometimes you might just get someone who's on their day. You know, we've all seen Slumdog Millionaire. So maybe there's going to be questions that would just kind of the stars would align for a nice 16-1 upset.
Yeah. And to be fair, it's three question difference. So, you know, it's not like, you know, a 10 question difference. Like, anybody who made the tournament has a handle on the trivia. But yeah, I think the matchup I'm most looking forward to is Stevie Yanks and Vishnu. Both personalities on the internets here. Both people who have displayed their knowledge of the Mighty Ducks universe in the past. So I'm very interested to see how that one plays out, especially because this is my feeling. This is just my feeling. I don't know how well-versed Stevie Yanks is in Game Changers. He's very strong in the original trilogy, but I don't know if his Game Changers knowledge is up to snuff. So maybe that, you know, would give the critics some more ammo as they talk about him being overseeded.
So I will say, and I'm not making these questions and I haven't seen any questions yet or anything, but I'm willing to bet that whoever has the Game Changers trivia down is going to win this competition. That's what the difference is going to be, because I think all of us do great regular Mighty Ducks, like, but Game Changers is going to be the game changer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So just a quick sort of recap here. First round is going to be exclusively Game Changers trivia. We're going to get in Game Changers trivia for the first round. Second round, you're going to name the Mighty Duck in 30 seconds. We'll name the Mighty Ducks character. And then the third round and the championship round, TBD. I have some ideas, but I don't want to make them official quite yet. But it would be a different format than the first two rounds. But I figure we have so much ammo, so much content with the Game Changers now, that let's figure out who's really watching this and who's really paying attention. So for those of you in the tournament, my recommendation would be to study up Mighty Ducks Game Changers. And do we want to reveal, is it now time to reveal the prize for winning the Mighty Ducks trivia contest this year?
I think so. I think it could add a little extra studying incentive. But first, can we remind folks when the contest is going to start? Do we have like a target date for the week so people know how long they have?
Yeah, I want to start not next week, but the week after. So that would be first week of March. Well, I guess it would be like second week of March.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forget. We got the weird 28-day week.
Yeah, so 7, 8, 9. We'll probably do two matchups depending on time frames. That's a good point for the caveats here. So this is the bracket. But like last time, we've had people back out for various reasons and jump in. So, you know, if we need to switch it up a little bit and, you know, bring some people in, or move things around for scheduling sake, that may happen. Just a caveat there. But I will try as hard as I can to stick to the bracket how it is. Those of you in the tournament, you will receive emails from me to try to set up the scheduling. But yeah, the first round should come out March 10th would be when the episode releases. So you've got a little bit of time, but not too much. to really study up here. So congratulations to everybody got in. You guys, you're what, three rounds? One, two, four rounds away. Four rounds away from winning the best, I would say the best trivia prize in Quack Attack history. That is a $200 gift card to PF Chang's. We're going to make
very
it happen.
Very exciting.
Yeah, we're going to make it happen. Just like Coach T. You won't get the trophy. We'll send you maybe like a mug that could service as the trophy, and then you'll get your $200 gift card to PF Chang's.
Maybe we can send you an NFT of a trophy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll like mint an NFT or something. I'll have to figure out how to do that. But
I mean, we could just send you a picture of a trophy that we drew or something.
Oh, yeah. It would just be very unofficial and just send you a JPEG and call it an NFT. I like that. That's even easier. So yeah, you'll get our quote unquote trophy NFT. One of one, by the way. Will be huge. Will be huge. Not for sale though. I guess you could try to sell it. I guess people sell their Super Bowl rings. You could sell your trophy if you wanted to. One of one. It's gonna be very valuable though. And a $200 gift card to PF Chang's will be coming your way. So be on the lookout for that. And we'll be back. I'm trying to lock down before the NCAA tournament our official college hockey player of the Quack Attack podcast. So we have a guy in mind. We're trying to work the schedules so we can all jump on the bandwagon for the postseason. So that should be coming next week. The week after that will be the start of our trivia contest, and we'll be going from there. In the meantime, you know where to find us, thequackattack.com, at quackattackpod on Twitter, facebook.com/quackattackpod. Go to iTunes, give us 5 stars. Tell us your, you know, predicted winner for this Mighty Ducks trivia contest. And hopefully Kevin will be back for it, but who knows? And remember, Ducks fly together.
Ducks fly together.
The Quack Attack is